8:50, it's Local Real Estate Today and News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning to our listeners. It's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
Okay.
It always is. Anyways, yeah.
Well, let's talk about real estate, and I think you've got something good here today about sort of buying secrets that maybe not everybody's aware of.
Yeah, today we've got the 10 best kept secrets for buying a home. And so if you're a buyer out there, you're going to want to listen to this.
All
find out how to get the most out of your money with these handy home buying tips.
All right, take notes. So what's number 10?
Buying secret number 10, keep your money where it is. This means, you guys, don't make huge purchases before you're deciding to buy a home. Don't add new credit cards. Don't add new credit card debt. Save the new car purchase until after you have a home. Save the new furniture purchase until after you've closed on your home.
So why do that?
Well, because if you don't do that, it's going to affect your buying power. It could actually throw you out from being able to qualify for a home and not being able to buy that home. You know, it's going to qualify you for a lot less of a home. And in this market, you need every dime that you can get to qualify.
So basically, it's looking at your debt ratio and that kind of thing. Okay,
right.
Number nine.
Number nine, make sure you get pre-approved for your home loan. So you guys, there's a big difference out there between getting pre-qualified and getting pre-approved for a mortgage. Anyone can get pre-qualified for a loan, but getting pre-approved means that the lender has actually looked at all of your financial information and they've let you know how much you can afford and how much they will lend you. The biggest disappointment is going out shopping for homes and finding the home that you've just fallen in love with and then find out that you don't actually qualify for it.
Wow. And people probably don't react well when that happens.
No, it's a big disappointment. You know, we want you to be successful in your home purchase journey.
All right. Number eight.
Number eight, avoid a border dispute.
Uh-oh, we're getting political.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, it's absolutely essential to get a survey done on your property so you know exactly what you're buying, right? Knowing precisely where your property lines are may save you from a potential dispute from your neighbors. So,
and sometimes even the neighbor may not know about a situation. I mean, it could go back a couple of owners, but when you get it looked up, you realize that, no, that fence really should be 5 feet that way.
Yes, definitely. There's been a lot of surprises down the road, and sometimes just doing this up front will save a lot of heartache down the road.
All right, buyer secret number seven.
Yeah, this is important. I see a lot of buyers trying to do this, but don't try to time the market. Don't obsess with trying to time the market and figure out when the best time to buy is. Like trying to anticipate the housing market's impossible. The best time to buy is when you find your perfect house and you can afford it. So real estate's cyclical. It goes up and it goes down, then it goes back up again.
And a lot of people realize that the perfect time to buy was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, perfect. If you missed 2 weeks ago, the perfect time to buy is today.
So buying secret number six.
Bigger isn't always better. Like everyone wants to have, they think when they first buy the house, I got to have the biggest house, the most beautiful house on the block. But bigger is usually not better when it comes to house. The largest house will only appeal to a very small audience, and you never want to limit potential buyers when you go to resell that home. Sometimes the best buy is the worst house on the block.
Yeah, because you can make improvements to that and turn it into something really cool.
Right, exactly.
All right, buying secret number five.
So avoid the sleeper costs, right? So there's a big difference between renting and home ownership, and that is the sleeper costs. So most people just focus on their mortgage payment, but they also need to be aware of the other expenses, such as property taxes, utilities, and homeowner association dues, right? You need to be prepared for any repairs you might need to pay, maintenance, and potential property tax increases. So make sure you've budgeted for potential sleeper costs so you'll be covered and you won't risk losing your house down the road.
And a lot of times when you're early in home ownership, nobody's ever told you that, oh, if the heating system goes out, it's going to cost you this much money.
Right.
And you probably don't have it at that point.
Yeah. And right now we're seeing a lot of insurance increasing. So keep that in mind.
All right. Secret number four.
So remember this, you're buying a house, not dating it, right? Buying a house is based on emotions. If you're buying a house based on emotions, it's just going to break your heart, right? If you fall in love with something, you might end up making some pretty bad financial decisions. But going with your instincts means that you recognize that you're getting a great house for a good value. It's an investment, so be sure to stay calm and be wise.
And maybe because you see something that really attracts you to it, you ignore the fact that really it's priced too high and you shouldn't be paying that much for it, but you really want it, and so you kind of, you do it anyway, and then down the road you realize you probably shouldn't have.
That's right. All these red flags show up because you're emotional and you're like discounting those red flags.
Yeah. So buyer secret number three.
Give your house a physical. So what this means is, like, would you buy a car without checking under the hood? Of course you wouldn't. So hire the home inspector. You know, it's going to cost you anywhere from $400 to $1,000, but it could save you thousands down the road. And if the home inspector finds an issue, you can use it as a bargaining tool for lowering the price of the home.
And again, not all, you know, it's often that people, not that they're trying to hide something, but the current owner may not know about the impending problem either.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Exactly.
All right. Buying secret number two.
The secret science of bidding. So often buyers just want to lowball the sellers, right? But you should start your opening bid based on two things: what you can afford and what you really believe the property is worth. Make sure that your opening bid, something that's fair and reasonable, is and isn't going to totally offend the seller.
Yeah. And sometimes that just sort of ends it right there.
Right.
All right. And buying secret number one.
All right. Be sure to stalk the neighborhood. So before you buy, get the lay of the land. Drop by morning, noon, and night, right? See what's happening in the neighborhood. You know, what are your neighbors doing at night? What's the traffic at night during the day? You know, make sure it's something that you can deal with on a daily basis.
You know, I bet a lot of people get caught up in that, or they don't realize that maybe because the house is by a school, for instance, they didn't contemplate what it's going to be like at 9 and 3 o'clock.
That's exactly right. Unanticipated traffic.
And maybe that's not a bad thing, and maybe you're fine with it, but at least you know that going in, and you can kind of think about that, go, well, I'm at work anyway, it won't really matter, or I'm not, and it will matter.
Right.
Yep. Or I need to sleep because I work at night.
Exactly.
That's a good idea to go check things out. So what's going on in sort of the market this week?
Well, quick overview. New listing, 62 for the week. The biggest thing that we saw was, gosh, it was a busy week for pending sales. We had over 60 pending sales this week, and the market's upticking, you guys. There's a lot of activity on there. We saw 30 pending sales for the week, so it's kind of holding steady. But new listings are coming on. Buyer activity is out there. People are excited about the market.
Yeah, definitely a lot of interest right now. And people that are looking at, you know, buying a home, or maybe they're trying to decide if they should sell and move up or move down a little bit. It's such a big, scary thing if you walk into it and don't have the background and the knowledge. How do people get connected with your experienced team?
Absolutely, Kyle. You guys, thank you for tuning in to Real Estate Today. We hope you enjoyed our segment. For more information or to get in touch with us, feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-371-5500, and you can find us online at marygilbert.com.
And we'll have this up shortly as a podcast as well at 541radio.com. Mary, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.